kicking off hour number three of the Saturday night edition. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, validated, especially for Free Talk Live. That means that they're proving in the photo that they are listening, actual listeners to the show. You can see what I mean if you go to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. It's not a beauty contest, ladies, so if you want to be part of the Shrine, don't hesitate. Just go get yourself a validated photo, and to find out more about that, go to the Shrine of freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So last hour, we were lamenting the loss of our gun freedoms in this country. We pointed out how there's over 20,000 federal laws in regards to gun ownership. And that doesn't, you know, that doesn't include the state laws and the local laws, whatever those might be.
San Francisco, like, you can't own one at all.
San Francisco, that's right. They've totally banned handguns, and that's going to go into effect as of April, I
April
believe,
1st.
This year.
Fool's Day.
And, yeah. And, of course, New York City, it's pretty much a total ban on handguns there. You could get a permit if you were really wealthy and begged and gave the government lots of money.
$500 a year.
Right, but even if you do get a permit, you can't actually use the gun to defend yourself with. So we've got a mess of a situation here in this country. And, of course, nobody's doing anything about it. The NRA kind of makes a little bit of noise from time to time about gun rights, but then they always back down whenever they talk about gun restrictions. They always say, oh, whoa, we have enough. We have enough. There's 20,000 laws on the books. Those should be enforced. That's the NRA's position on gun laws. They think they're just fine and dandy.
Mm.
I don't understand that. As what's supposed to be an organization that supports gun freedom, obviously they don't. They support gun laws. And, of course, anybody that knows anything about guns and criminals knows that they don't care.
No.
Criminals don't care about the law. That's why they're criminals. In fact, if they want to get a gun, they don't go through the normal channels. They don't go to the gun shows. They don't go to the gun stores, and they don't fill out paperwork. They just go and buy it from the underground.
It's the thing is, it's this armed citizenry that keeps us free.
That's
I was at a horse show today. Actually, it was a horse auction. They were auctioning off horses.
Uh-huh.
And I saw, hundreds of people at this auction, and I was thinking, you know, what if somebody just kind of went crazy here and decided to start
mow down the crowd?
No, battering somebody.
Oh, okay.
You know, doing something bad.
All right.
There's a bunch of good old boys here that would jump right on him.
No doubt.
And I'm sure that plenty of them were armed. I didn't see any,
Well, of course you
evidence.
Didn't see any because you can't open carry in Florida.
But the fact is, you know, it's the citizenry that keep us free.
There are no
cops at this horse show.
Nope.
No cops here were keeping us safe.
And
hundreds of people.
Well, what if the violence did break out? How long would it take the cops to arrive?
Oh, God. We were out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Where's the nearest police substation?
It was 40 miles away.
Yeah. So if somebody was to place a frantic call to the cops that there's a madman with a machete chopping off people's legs at the horse show out way out east of the interstate, the cops are going to say, okay, we'll be right there. By the time they arrive, everybody's dead.
They'd have to have a helicopter to get there in less than a half an hour.
Yeah. So in that case, it's a great example, man, which if a few people were armed and some madman pulls out a machete or a machine gun or something like that, at least then there's a fighting chance of survival.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the government bureaucrats want to crack down on gun ownership as much as possible in this country. And the NRA says, we should enforce these gun laws because they're protecting people. What are you talking about? Gun laws don't protect anybody. They just make us less free. They just affect our liberty. And, in fact, the question we asked last hour was, what arms do we have the right to keep and bear? I mean, the Second Amendment says we have the right to keep and bear arms, but which ones? Well, Vince Aprinowitz has something to say about that. He says, a couple of loyal readers asked me in my response to my recent evisceration of the discredited militia clause, Vin, do you think the founders would have written the Second Amendment that way if they'd known we'd have Uzis? Leaving aside the fact that it takes extraordinary dedication and commitment for a civilian of average means to legally acquire a fully automatic Israeli machine pistol in America today, the answer is yes. The founders had every opportunity to add, except for bombs, mortars, artillery, and other devices that can kill more than one person at a time,
right,
all of which were well known by 1787. I mean, they knew there was more than guns out there.
They knew what a howitzer was.
And they didn't put those words into the Bill of Rights. Quite to the contrary, Tench Cox, noted Federalist and friend of James Madison, wrote in defense of the proposed Constitution in the Pennsylvania Gazette in 1788, quote, "Their swords and every other terrible instrument of the soldier are the right, the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or the state governments, but where, I trust in God, where it will ever remain in the hands of the people." Note unlimited. Note every terrible instrument. These people, the founding fathers, wanted Americans to have access to anything that government soldiers have access to. Under the form of government that we're told Americans still enjoy, the government can exercise only those powers that are delegated to it by the people. Because remember, we created the government. In case you've forgotten, government didn't exist first. People made it. You can't delegate a right or a power that you don't already possess. Therefore, if members of the U.S. Army have legitimate authority to keep and bear Uzis and nuclear weapons, then they could only have gotten that right from individual Americans who gave it to them, delegated it to them. It doesn't matter whether you think this is a good idea. If you want to contend that we now have a form of government in which our rulers start with all the rights and powers and allow the pleasantry only of those lesser included liberties as they see fit, then say so out loud right now, please. And tell me when the original Constitution was voided and by what legal process. Nor do we usually or necessarily abdicate a right when we delegate it. We delegate to police the duty to chase down fleeing felons. But each citizen retains the right to go ahead and do this himself if circumstances decide. Somebody steals your purse, you don't just have to stand there and expect the cops to do something about it. Go get it back.
Yeah.
Nor, similarly, the Second and Fourteenth Amendments guarantee that we've not given up our private individual right to keep and bear howitzers and really big machine guns just because we've also delegated this right to the Army. Of particular interest is the fact that several of my questioners work in the newspaper business. How they would respond, I wonder, to the proposition that the First Amendment protects only the freedom to use old-fashioned hand presses. The founders can't possibly have meant to authorize unrestricted use of today's far more dangerous, high-speed electrical presses, with their abilities to spread lies and seditious anti-government propaganda hundreds of times faster than Ben Franklin or James Madison could ever have imagined. Interesting little juxtaposition there.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I have to agree.
800-259-5791. Toll free 1-800-259-5791. So, should people be able to own nuclear weapons? Well, you're not really going to be able to stop them. But in the event that you should find out that someone does, then they should be ostracized and punished by society for endangering everyone else. But otherwise, go ahead and own whatever you want. You want to own big old rifles, automatic weapons, dangerous stuff, hand grenades? Man, go to town. Just don't threaten me with them, because then you might find yourself in trouble.
That's a whole different story. Owning a weapon and threatening it. I mean, it's one thing to own a pistol. It's another thing to walk down the middle of the street brandishing it at anyone who goes by.
Totally other thing. That doesn't need to be happening at all.
Right.
In fact, if you brandish a pistol at somebody, you've threatened that person's life.
You absolutely have.
If you have gone and walked into the middle of a public square and pulled the pin from a grenade, you're threatening people's lives.
Yes, you are.
And if you're threatening somebody's life, then others have the right to take yours at that point. Because you just put yours up. You just basically said, all right, I'm going to threaten somebody else's life, which means that my life is now on the line. You've sacrificed your freedom to live at that point. And hopefully someone will take you out. 800-259-5791, you take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, we got news about Iran. They have, there's going to be some sanctions, possibly. We'll tell you what that means, what that's all about. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol. Which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all archived for you right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No BS. No gains. You just go get them free at freetalklive.com. This is the show about your calls. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Eric in Virginia. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Eric.
I was calling in regards to the Gravel case. I don't know if you all have heard anything about this out in Norwalk, Ohio.
Doesn't ring a bell. Go ahead and give us the rundown.
Okay. Two parents have adopted 11 kids. I know that's a lot to take on.
Yeah.
But they were special needs kids, and there were charges, or I'm sorry, there have been no charges brought against them, but the kids were being kept in what someone called cages. They had bunk beds.
Really? I've heard this.
And the kids, they had alarms on them, so if the kids got out, and it was more to protect the kids themselves. But
right, because they're kind of retarded.
Yeah.
You don't want a retard kid getting up in the middle of the night and picking up a knife or something, right?
Well, not only that, one of the kids had a disorder that he would eat anything. Dirt, rocks, wood, whatever.
If it fit in his mouth, he'd eat it. Okay. Not good.
Exactly. And it was more for their own protection, but the county came in, they took the kids away, and they have filed no criminal charges against them. It's been almost 2 months, maybe over 2 months, since all of this has taken place.
Right.
And around Christmas time, they didn't even get to see the kids for anything other than a limited visitation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the kids are saying they want to come home.
Sure.
Now, did they let these kids out of these cages?
Well, yeah, and they weren't locked in. The kids were simply put in there so that if they got out in the middle of the night, the alarm would sound and the parents would know that they needed to check on the kid.
Right, cages is not an accurate term. It's just what somebody said about it.
Right, this is what somebody said. Their caseworker, their social services caseworker, had seen them a number of times, but never... You know, had never said anything about it, but I guess somebody snitched them out.
This is how it works. Somebody just rats to the Department of Children and Families or whatever it's called in that particular state, and they just go in there and they knock on the door, come inside, and take your kids from you.
Bingo.
It's disgusting. And there's no evidence that needs to be presented beyond an accusation. We've seen this time and time again on this show throughout the years. All you need is an angry neighbor. All you need is somebody that, you know, an angry coworker at work. Somebody that wants to get back at you for something. All you have to do is make a phone call to DCS. They probably do it anonymously in most states. Say, oh, I've heard that Manwich is beating his kids. Hey, my coworker Manwich, he told me yesterday that he beats his kids at night. Or you can make up whatever you want. They'll come in there and take your kids from you. Now, really, Eric, do you think these kids are better off in foster care?
Absolutely not. I think, and with the outcry from the kids wanting to go home, wanting to be in a familiar place.
Sure.
I mean, this is damaging to the kids in the long run.
Of course it is.
And, you know, this is something I actually picked up on a couple months ago from another podcast that I listened to. And that's how I generally listen to you, but I caught you guys on streaming tonight, so.
Hey, good job. Now, it's so disturbing to me. Now, it would be even more disturbing to me if I was a parent. I try to empathize as much as possible in this particular case. I mean, man, well, you're not a parent either, but I mean, can you imagine what it would feel like to 7 o'clock at night, knock on your door. You go to the door and there's some department of whatever, children and families, bureaucrat standing there with two police officers behind her. And she says, excuse me, we need to come see your children. Well, why? Who are you? I'm so-and-so with the Department of Children and Families, and we've had reports that you've been abusing your kids. Please bring them downstairs right now. Well, under what authority? Who are you? Well,
yeah,
I have police officers with me, and they have guns. You need to bring your kids to me right now.
I think it's kind of interesting that in this particular case, these people that were supposedly abusing the crap out of their kids have gone through all the trouble of building a BMX half pipe in their yard for these abused children.
Right.
I mean, if they were in fact taking the foster kids and sucking them dry for the government money, do you think they would have put a BMX out for the kids to play in? I mean, that's just what you can see from the photo, but it's just kind of funny.
Eric, can you imagine how you would feel if the cops came to your door with the Department of Children and Families bureaucrat and said something like that to you?
I couldn't imagine what I'd do. I've got a 15-month-old son, and they would not be able to take my son from me.
Well, they have guns, Eric. They have guns.
They could shoot me.
Really?
Because nothing will happen to my son without me being
Boy,
there.
If only more people were like you, Eric, because most people just let them take them. Because they're scared, and for good reason. I mean, the government's scary. What, are you going to shoot the cops?
Nobody. I don't own a gun. I'm not a big gun person.
Right.
But nobody's
Well, they're
going to
taser you or something. They're going to. They are going to take that child from you unless you do something. Unless you defend your kid with deadly force, and then you got two dead cops and a dead DCF worker on your hands.
And,
so,
it's
a mess.
This happened to me, and this terrifies me. I mean, these parents took on 11 special needs children,
yep.
And this is something that a lot
That's
of people
burden.
Would not do. That is
right.
A huge burden.
Right.
You know, a lot of people wouldn't go out and put their neck on the line.
That's full time. I mean,
you
got to be wealthy. You got to have time. That is a huge commitment. And now they're rotting in some government holding center for children. Thanks for the call, Eric. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. It's so sick and disturbing. Because I've met people that have been through foster care before. I've met people that have been, you know, in that government system. And, man, they come out of that, oh, as adults, they're messed up, man, which messed up.
It's just kind of interesting to see the photos here of the family's home, and you see, you know, the basketball hoop. And it's the basket on the basketball hoop is completely intact. It's not one of those, you know, like dilapidated, falling apart
right.
Kind of basketball hoops. It's completely intact, the basket there. So this thing's in use.
Right.
You know, big wheels and those kind of things out in the yard.
Sure.
Doesn't seem like, I mean, I can understand.
Doesn't matter to the bureaucrats. They don't care about all that. Well, those are just for show. They're just trying to show that they care about these kids, but we're government, and we really care. So we're going to take your kids from you. Because we're so wonderful. You should support us. Republicans, Democrats, you should support the Department of Children and Families, because we help people. Who out there likes this organization? Who out there, besides the Department of Children and Families bureaucrat listening to the show, who out there likes the DCF, or whatever they're called, CPS, Child Protective Services? 800-259-5791. I'll give you plenty of airtime to explain to me why it is that this organization's so great. Why it is that they deserve the public support. 1-800-259-5791. I bet we won't get a call on that, man. Which? 800-259-5791. Can you imagine how you'd feel as a parent?
Have your child taken away from you.
Taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on allegations. There's no proof necessary. What's the process like to get your kids back?
I can't imagine. I imagine it's arduous.
Yeah. Once they've taken kids from you and have not filed charges and just have taken your kids, what do you have to do? How many hoops do you have to jump through? Do you have to hire a lawyer? What does this take? Does somebody have experience with this? Because I don't. Please explain. 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Still got the news about Iran and the sanctions. That's on the way. Your calls about anything. This is your show. You take control. 800-259-5791. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to Rich in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Rich. You're on with Ian and Manwich. Free Talk Live.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. Rich, what's on your mind?
First of all, I just wanted to say if that happens in the scenario that you guys were discussing, you don't have to answer the door. If there's probable cause for them to come in, then they'll already have a warrant drawn up and, you know, they'll come in with the element of surprise.
You're referring, by the way, just for people that are just tuning in,
I'm referring to the child welfare worker showing up at your door. You know, and
what if there are cops with them? Don't they normally bring cops with them?
Actually, they came to my home, and I told the lady she actually managed to slip in the door because it was Christmas time. Hang on, let me tell you. She knocked on the door. My wife answered. My wife didn't know who she was. She had a badge on, but my wife didn't look at it. Okay. She yelled to me, "It's a lady," and I said, "Who is it?" She said what I thought was UPS, and so I said, "Oh, well, it's probably a package, you know, sign for it." And she said, "No, it's no package." And when I came around the corner, standing in my living room, it was a woman, and her badge said CPS, which in our state is Child Protective Services.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I just came to see your children and talk to you." And I said, "Out of my home immediately." And she immediately stepped out.
Well, that's
she
good.
Said, "You have to let me see your children." And I said, "No, I don't have to let you." And she did go ahead and call the sheriff. I told her to get off my property. She came back with the sheriff and
good
told the sheriff that my wife was being abused. So he said, "I want to see your wife." And my wife said, "I don't want to go out there." And I said, "Well," I told the police officer, "you can call her if you have a cell phone. Here's our home number. Call her." And he called, and my wife answered, and I listened inside. And she said, "Everything's fine. We don't want to talk to you. We want you to go away."
Right.
And I stood right in my front door. I have a glass window so I can look right out my front door, and I looked through the blinds, and they went away.
Did they come back later? Did they send
in? I suspected that they might come back, but they never did. And I pretty much knew that, you know, they were simply, you know, it was some type of report. We've had some people that complain because, you know, we don't want our kids to grow up and be criminals and steal and all that.
Right.
But I actually called because...
That was an interesting story, by the way. Good job standing up to the government.
Well,
that's what more people need to do.
Well, absolutely. It's about standing up for what I believe is right and wrong, and that's definitely wrong.
So now the real reason you called is?
The real reason I called is I'm thinking you guys aren't making very good arguments for the legalization of the marijuana because, you know, sometimes I wonder if you guys are a little stoned, man, because it just sounded like you were contradicting yourself on the foster care deal, because
what do you mean?
You were talking well you said that you know, the parents obviously couldn't have been that bad. They built, you know, a skateboard ramp, and I'm not necessarily opposed to the lockdown of the kids in any way.
They weren't
I'm saying I'm not opposed to that. If a child's a danger to itself.
Well, how does this have anything to do with marijuana? You're going to have to make the link, because I can't.
Okay, what? I think you, right when that gentleman just hang up, I think you kind of contradicted yourself a little bit, because you said, "Well, I know people that have grown up in that government, you know, system, and they're all screwed up. And it just kind of sounded contradictory to, you know, that the parents couldn't have been that bad. What I think the problem is that the government needs to stay out of it, and there are people, believe it or not, you libertarians might have a hard time with this, there are actually people out there that would take the children for free and raise them without any money. And I think when the government starts
I'm
thinking you don't understand libertarianism, and I'm thinking you're misconstruing the words.
Actually, I do. I've called you guys before. I've talked to you before.
I recall that call. I don't understand what it is that... do you think that we're for the Department of Children and Families?
I know we're libertarians. No, you libertarians want to keep the government out of everything, and you're right about some things, but even a broken clock is right twice a day. The government shouldn't be in the business of raising and rearing children.
I agree 100%.
Right, but what I'm saying is you...
Where's the contradiction?
The contradiction was more... I'm not sure which one of you guys said it, but you said that, well, they couldn't have been that bad. Look, they built a skateboard ramp, you know, a half tube for the kids. The kids want to go back, and I believe all that. I'm not disputing that.
Right.
But then as soon as the gentleman hung up, one of you said, I know people that grew up in that system, and they're all screwed up. What I'm saying is...
I was talking about the government system. I was talking about growing up in the foster care system, the system run by the government, and they are screwed up.
Oh, I know. It's way screwed up.
Where's the contradiction, Rich? I don't understand. Manwich, do you get it?
I think they adopted these... Rich, you realize these kids were adopted as opposed to being foster kids?
But no, but just because they're adopted, some governments, you know, on a state-to-state basis actually still pay for the kids, because then they just change it from foster care, they just change the name of the bureaucracy, and then they call it welfare. But
right.
Well,
we're against all that.
The kid. I know you're against that, but
where's the contradiction, man?
Well, he's saying that the foster system gave the kids to these people who we believe weren't doing that bad of a job.
Right. We don't know if it was the foster system. It could have been a private adoption agency.
No,
the government can take anybody's kids.
I guarantee it was a government-run program.
There's no way they could have gotten 14.
Well, we want to get the government completely out of anything that has to do with people's children. They're just ruining people's relationships. They're ruining people's families. I mean, you agree with us on that, right, Rich?
Yeah, but you don't want to get the government out of it if the person is actually committing crimes against children.
Well, no, of course. Crime is terrible.
Right.
We don't want anybody to get hurt by anybody, else, children or adults.
That's where we part ways, because I also wanted to get back to when I first turned your show on earlier, it was probably an hour and a half ago, you mentioned somebody called in and said that you know, we have way more rights 100, 200 years ago, and people were more, one of you guys said people were more conscientious about their rights and more willing to stand up for them.
They were.
But I would assert to you that people had less rights 200 years ago.
What do you mean?
And even 100 years ago.
Black
it's
people.
Just the rights that they didn't have then, today would be construed as the government has no business being in that. Okay, I'll give you some examples. 200 years ago, people didn't have a right to sleep around. Okay, it was illegal.
It's still illegal today.
In some states,
you can't have sex. Okay, you're right. It's not enforced until it's selectively enforced on somebody, which it has been.
I'm not disputing that. I'd like to stay on track, if you don't mind.
Okay, fair enough.
So the government did not allow people to fornicate. They did not allow people to commit adultery or cheat, whatever you want to call it, whatever term you want to call it. They did not allow that. You could actually be prosecuted for that.
I'm not so sure I'm all for the right to cheat, but what about bachelors and single women?
That would have fallen under the fornication. The fornication was discouraged. The government had laws in place to help keep the society, and the result of that was that we did not have a lot of children growing up out of wedlock.
Rich, you're making a good point.
Okay,
Rich, now hang on a second. You're making a good point, and you're right. There were some stupid laws back then, just like there's stupid laws today. No doubt about it. And I'm certainly not for bad laws. In fact, I'm for hardly any laws. But nonetheless, you would have to admit that today, government is far more oppressive, far more intrusive, and far more terrible than it was 200 years ago. You'd have to admit that. Thanks for the call. Call us again sometime. We're out of time, man. Thanks, Rich. 800-259-5791. I don't know what he was saying there, but...
all the wrong things he said.
Yeah, well, government's big, intrusive, and terrible today. Far more than it ever was in the past. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free at freetalklive.com. You know, I like Rich's calls from Indy. He's called once before, and he's a challenging caller.
Mm-hmm.
He's always got interesting things to say, and we certainly appreciate hearing from you, Rich. But he was pointing out that there was some...
He made me think about some things I hadn't thought of before.
Absolutely. He was pointing out that there was some outrageously dumb laws in the past in this country,
mm-hmm.
200 years ago.
No doubt about it.
And
we've seen some progress in that arena, I guess.
We're certainly more socially open, I think, in America now than we were 200 years ago. And some people would agree with that. Some people would disagree with that sentiment. But nonetheless, there's no debating the fact that 200 years ago, the government was a fraction of a fraction of the size that it is today. Seriously, what was the size of the federal government's budget in 1806? I can't even imagine how small it would have been back then in comparison to the $2.7 trillion budget that we have now, which actually we crunched the numbers earlier this week, and we factored in all of the local and state taxes and the regulations, the cost of the regulations and complying with government rules, and we've discovered that government costs about $7 trillion today. The government's out of control. Whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats that are in charge, it's out of control. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like the blob, just sucking up everything in its path and just getting bigger and bigger. And, of course, provides nothing, provides no sort of real value for any of the money that it takes in. It's terrible. 800-259-5791. It needs to be stopped. Let's go to Martin in Michigan. Martin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. A little off the topic.
It's Free Talk Live, Martin. What's up?
This is just a real quick story about ineptitude with our government bureaucrats. Coming down your way on Tuesday, you're going to take a cruise to the Bahamas out of Miami.
Nice.
Well, maybe. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go now.
Oh, no.
Our passport agency actually takes, they say, 4 to 6 weeks for a passport.
Uh-huh.
So knowing it's government and they work slow, I went 8 weeks ahead of time to get my passport.
Good thinking. Smart.
I called 2 weeks ago, and it was going to be ready on the 6th. No problem.
Okay.
I called on Thursday, and the lady told me, she sounded very sorry, but she said, it's a problem, and it's not quite ready yet. It's taking longer than expected.
Uh-uh.
Which I knew by the fact that I wasn't holding my passport in my hand.
Yeah. So I'm like, and it was a week late. Surprise.
Right. It had already been 7 weeks. But she did recommend it. If I expedite it, it could speed up the process.
Ah.
Is that $50?
No, it's more than that, I believe.
I think it's like $25-$30 extra, no. It's already been 7 weeks. And
really?
I just told her that maybe she should expedite it since they're the ones doing the work.
Oh, but there's no customer service necessary when it comes to the government.
No. I expect it to be here when I get home. It'll get my mailbox.
Now, one thing is, just to be clear, one thing is you probably don't need your passport if you don't get off the ship. So you can probably make arrangements with the cruise line to say, yeah, I don't have my passport. The government just screwed up all around.
I don't think that's going to be the case, man. I've checked it out now,
and as of right now, original birth certificate is okay.
That's good.
But I don't know if you guys know this in Florida because you don't go. I live in Michigan, real close to Canada.
Yeah.
And they've passed new things. We're not going to be able to drive into Canada after next year without a passport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Birth certificate to Canada and Mexico will be next year.
Wow, they used to have a reciprocal agreement between the U.S. and Canada where
that,
you just go
that came out of the 9/11 commission.
Oh, great.
They made that recommendation.
You know, it's interesting that you point out that you asked the bureaucrat to cover the cost of the expediting, and of course they're not going to do it. Any business, you know, any business worth their salt that promises you something and doesn't deliver, UPS, FedEx, Kmart, Walmart, whatever, you know, you go in and you complain to management, and you say, I was supposed to have this huffy bicycle put together by last week, and it's not done. Can you do something about it? Oh, yes, sir, yes. We'll take $20 off. We'll make good because we want your business to continue. The Department of Bureaucrats, they don't care. It doesn't matter what department we're even talking about. It doesn't matter if it's the passports, voting registration. It doesn't matter to them. They don't care how angry you get. They don't care how badly you've been treated because their jobs don't depend on your satisfaction.
Well, that's why I wanted to share my story. I know it's just a little thing like a passport, but it's just another example of ineptitude in government.
These are the same people, the very, very same people that we have taking care of nuclear ICBMs. I mean, you know, people that have really no motivation to do their job correctly. Yep. Not to say that they don't get it done sometimes.
If you throw enough money at something, it'll eventually get done, to an extent. Hey, Martin,
you know, that's not true. The public school system, they've thrown all kinds of money at, and it is all we've done is gotten dumber and dumber kids, not
Martin,
smarter and smarter
great
ones.
Great call. Thanks for it, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. No, you're right, man, which, I mean, the money doesn't mean results. I'm just saying, if you throw enough money at something, something will happen. I mean, if you threw enough money at the schools, a school got built, and they brought kids.
Well, that's because they hired a company,
right.
A real company, to build the school.
Yeah, imagine if the government actually had to build the schools, right? Mm. It'd take an eternity.
And the roofs would fall in and crush our kids.
By the way, I don't know about the cost on that passport thing. I'm remembering back when I got mine, and they told me about the expediting option.
Yeah.
And I knew that if I wanted it done quickly, because the government's all about money. Government's all about taking your money from you. That's what they want. They want your money. So I figured, well, I'll go ahead and give them the money because I sort of might have needed the passport. And so it got there real quick. And as I recall, it was like $70 or something like that.
I don't think so. I think he's right. I think the expediting thing is like $30.
But it was lickety-split because I paid him the extra cash. 800-259-5791. I have no doubt that I would have experienced delays just like Martin is if I went the regular route. 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Jeff in Denver, your calls to slip them in here. Only moments remain. This is Free Talk Live. What?
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Man, which...
only moments remain. I don't even know if we'll be able to slip your call in at this point. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff on our website, Man, which, and it's all for free. All those other talk shows, they want you to pay. We give it all to you. The archives, the live streaming, the bulletin board system, and more, all at freetalklive.com. We ask, though, for a voluntary contribution, which you can do at the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more, amp.freetalklive.com. In essence, it allows you to support the show. It allows you to help us get on more radio stations, help us get on more Internet connections, amp.freetalklive.com. Phones are loaded, so we need to go to it. Let's go to Andy in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Andy. You're on with Ian Manwich.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Andy. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, I want to see what your guys' opinions are, because there's a varied spectrum out there regarding to the fair tax, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about it, if it would be something that's kind of like, you know, pretty much change how the government does business and how our whole economy would run. I don't know what you guys thought about that.
Well, Andy, I don't know how much you know about the fair tax, but we've had extensive conversations about this on Free Talk Live in the past, and it's unfortunate that we only have, like, 3 minutes left here to do this. But in essence, what the fair tax is a restructuring, but what you're asking the government to do, they're not necessarily going to do as you expect them to. You're asking the government to get rid of the income tax,
right?
Right. You think they're going to do that?
The fair tax proponents will take the fair tax at any cost. And what that cost would be is not repealing the 13th Amendment. And if you don't repeal the 13th Amendment...
16th Amendment.
Is it 16th? Excuse me, 16th Amendment. Then what you're going to have is a national sales tax and a national income tax.
Yeah, exactly. And there's great articles online about this. In fact, you go to our bulletin board system, you can find some of our old show prep about this. But in essence, these people that are supporting the fair tax, they have good intentions. I mean, they really do want to simplify government. And who doesn't want to get rid of the IRS, right? And so it sounds good on its face, but they're not talking about reducing the size of the government. They're spending all this money, they're spending millions of dollars promoting the fair tax and talking about how great it is, when in fact it will do nothing to reduce the size of the government. In fact, it'll make it easier for them to raise taxes. Oh, you want more government? You want more money? Just go ahead and up the percentage a 0.5% or a 0.25% every 3 months.
Well, they do that now from an income standpoint. They still play around with the numbers on it also.
And this isn't going to stop them.
In fact,
it's even more insidious because it's, here's a great point. It'll turn everybody into a welfare queen. As it's been pointed out by these proponents, everybody's going to get some sort of a refund card or a rebate card. And if you're, if you are of a certain level of poorness, you'll get X amount of dollars refunded, or everybody will get X amount of dollars refunded. So that way, everybody in America gets used to taking money from the federal government, gets used to being on the dole, which is just disgusting and despicable. And how somebody that supports small government could support this fair tax is beyond me.
And the fair tax is a value-added tax. It's not going to be like you go to the store and you buy a 99-cent Coca-Cola and you pay $1.07 for it, so you know that there was a difference.
Or $1.30 in the case of the fair tax.
The fact is, it's included. So you'll pay your state sales tax, but you'll never see the federal sales tax, so they can more easily, at least on your paycheck, you can see, oh my gosh, I lost that little bit.
Right.
Most people don't look.
Now no one's going to even know they're being taxed.
It's going to be completely value-added.
Hey, Andy, call us again sometime. We'd like appreciate hearing from you, all right? Hey, we're done for tonight, man.
That's it.
Wow, 3 hours goes by in a blink. Hey, we'll be back on Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget to join us then online, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you Monday night, and have a super weekend.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Chance.